The Chemical Reporter.
Welcome again. This is Jeff, your Chemical Reporter. Our current question is from Mahabub Basha in Bangalore, India. He would like to know, why do bananas turn brown through cold? A banana does not like it in the refrigerator, understandably so. From the time it starts out as a small plant, it is used to tropical sun. If the temperature suddenly sinks, no banana is happy in such a drastic climate change. It is literally damaged by the cold. Its peel turns spotty and brown. Its flavor disappears. How can this happen? Like our skin, a banana's peel consists of cellular tissues that contain so-called phenol. For example, this substance gives the banana its nice yellow color and protects it against parasites. Another part of the cellular tissue stores an enzyme called polyphenol oxidase, a real tongue twister abbreviated by PPO. By the way, enzymes are proteins that control chemical reactions in many living things. As long as the cell tissue of the banana is undamaged, whereby the phenol and the enzyme are separated, the banana's peel stays yellow. Yet in the refrigerator, its cellular structure is damaged through the cold. The cell wall becomes permeable, and both substances combine. In the refrigerator, there is still no major change in its color. The enzyme cannot do its job when it is cold. It is when the banana is taken out of the refrigerator that the enzyme becomes active. It connects the phenol with the oxygen in the air. Oxidation takes place, chemically speaking. Simultaneously, the phenol changes its shape, forming a larger molecular chain. Thus, the banana's peel changes its color and it turns spotty and brown. When a banana ripens, it turns darker through the same process. But in the refrigerator, it is the cold that destroys its cells. The more the banana ages, the more its cellular structure is broken down and it continues to ripen. As far as turning brown is concerned, we do have something in common with a banana. Phenol substances also play a role in the tanning of our skin. Enzymes emerge, activated through sun rays, that allow our skin to turn tan or turn brown. The only difference is that the banana's cells are damaged and our skin is thereby protected. We might find tanned brown skin attractive, but a brown banana is not at all appetizing. Well, even if a banana has a few brown spots on the outside, what's on the inside is still very healthy. So I'm going to mix myself a banana shake. Until next week, saying listen up and get ready for another informative episode. This is Jeff, your chemical reporter.
Do you have a question concerning chemistry in your everyday life?
Ask the chemical reporter and send an email to
chemicalreporter@basf.com.
BASF, the chemical company.